This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. In last week's veto session in Missouri, legislators voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's rejection of a law banning the sale of electronic cigarettes to minors. It's the first regulation of e-cigarettes in Missouri, but health advocates point out that it also creates protections for the devices themselves. And as Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith reports, state lawmakers may have set the stage for a showdown with the federal government.
Call them e-cigarettes, vapes, e-juices, or e-liquids. Just don't call them tobacco. While the new law bans sales to minors, it also prevents them from being classified as tobacco products.
It was operating under the guise of protecting youth, but really it just created a special carve-out for a special interest.
That's Tracy Kennedy with Tobacco Free Missouri, which opposed the law along with the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, and other health groups. While the law doesn't plainly forbid regulation of e-cigarettes, these groups point out that by defining e-cigarettes as not tobacco, the law keeps them from being subject to the same taxes and health requirements as traditional cigarettes. A.J. Moll, on the other hand, celebrated the law's approval.
This new law sends the message that Missouri is not for sale to heavily funded special interest health groups.
Moll is with the Bi-State Regional Advocates for Vaping Education, which operates in Missouri and Illinois. His group, along with many e-cigarette retailers, supports the law and its ban on sales to minors. Moll says it's too soon to regulate further because not enough is known about the health effects of e-cigarettes. But while the debate in Missouri seems to be settled for now, there's a big cloud forming on the e-cigarette horizon. The Food and Drug Administration is considering a law that would take a very different approach to e-cigarettes. In contrast to Missouri's new law, the agency is looking at classifying e-cigarettes as tobacco products and regulating them as such. That would mean e-cigarette makers would have to post health warnings and disclose ingredients.
There could be a potential conflict if the federal government wants to regulate e-cigarette products in one way and Missouri wants to do it in another.
Alan Rostron is a law professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He says if the FDA did adopt such a rule, the winner would be clear.
To the extent that that sort of conflict does arise, the federal law is going to prevail over the state one. The U.S. Constitution has a clause in it known as the Supremacy Clause that says that federal law is the supreme law of the land.
Missouri's e-cigarette law isn't the only such law that would run counter to the proposed FDA rule. According to the American Cancer Society, over half the states have passed laws banning sales to minors but preventing tobacco-style regulation. E-cigarette retailers call the FDA proposal an overreach, though many health advocates like Kennedy say it still doesn't go far enough to protect children and consumers.
What's really a key thing that's missing is there's no sales or marketing restrictions on e-cigarettes. So things like celebrity endorsements and television ads and things that really appeal to youth are not a part of this current rule.
The FDA has not said when it will decide whether to adopt the proposed rule. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Heartland Health Monitor is based here at KCUR and reports on health issues in collaboration with other news organizations.